again, everyone. Shortly after our discussion, we all headed out to a nearby Italian restaurant. When we got there, we walked inside and our noses were filled with many different smells of foods all around us. The restaurant wasn't too busy, so we got to a table pretty quickly and we all ordered our food and drinks. Once the food arrived, we started catching up on a few things.
Kara tells me you're a geologist, Graydon. That must be an interesting career.
I studied geology in college, so I took that and got a career as a mineralogist.
Oh!
I spend a lot of time identifying precious stones and minerals and the like. I've had a fascination with them for as long as I can remember, so the job just seemed to fit.
Some of the rocks you showed me in your home were so beautiful.
And I noticed there were quite a few in your study.
I confess, I have a habit of bringing my work home with me from time to time. Sometimes I think I might go a bit overboard.
I think they'll accent your study quite well.
Well, thank you, Kara. I still remember the very first one I actually found.
Which one was that?
Did you see the small blue one that I had sitting on the top shelf of the bookcase in the den? I found that one only a few months after starting my career 10 years ago.
That's quite a while.
I love my job. Finding stones is only part of what I do, though. I also spend time mapping out excavation sites. There are plenty of places to look for things, but we still don't want to spend hours looking in a place where we don't find much of anything there. Some days, I head out just to look at caves and rock formations to see if a certain spot is worth putting more effort into digging up.
Are there ever any times where you don't find much?
It's happened a few times over the years. Sometimes we'll find large amounts of minerals and stones in an area, sometimes only a few. It's not always easy to tell what we'll find when we head out digging.
Sounds like the job can be pretty hard sometimes.
It can be, but even on the difficult days, coming home to see Trevor makes things worth it, even if the day itself isn't productive at all.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, Bobby?
Thank you for taking us out to eat. The spaghetti's really good.
It was my pleasure. Trevor and I come here once every few weeks, because we both love the food here.
I can see why.
Mind if I ask a question?
Sure, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, when I came home, I heard you mentioning your friend, Dipper. How long have you and him known each other?
Dipper and I have been friends for several years. He and I do almost everything together. To be honest, I think Dipper and Trevor would get along pretty well.
Really, Bobby?
Yeah. You're a real good friend. I kind of need that here right now. I didn't expect you and I would have so much in common. I'm actually pretty glad I was wrong.
I'm glad you're here, too. Playing video games alone gets boring after a while. You're really good with racing games.
Most of that's because of Dipper. I used to come onto my turns way too hard and I'd spin out or crash.
Maybe you can teach me a bit. I seem to be doing the same thing.
Sure. I wouldn't mind at all.
Thanks.
No problem.
Well, I'm glad to see you two are getting along so well.
Hey, Mom. Could you pass me the breadsticks, please?
Here you go, Bobby. Happy to see you smile. Every time we watch it grow. Really glad to see it there. Even if it's just a while. We all want you to know. Each of us will always care. A son with his own style. Remember, it's okay to show. Everyone's got love to spare.